Advertising agencies are beginning to join with ad agencies in Africa. They are working together to attract international businesses that want to sell their products and services in Africa. Ann Ball will have that story for us today.
Many overseas companies have little experience dealing with Africa. They do not know much about the culture or the way things are done on the continent.
Researchers say they are worried that the decreasing number of hippos in Africa's rivers is hurting the continent's ecosystems. Marcia James has that story for us.
As researchers learn more about the importance of hippos, there are fewer of them. Hippo numbers are dropping across sub-Saharan Africa. There has been a 10 to 20% drop in the past 10 years.
We will bring you those stories and much more today. Hello, I'm Christopher Jones Cruz at the Voice of America in Washington, and this is As It Is, a daily 30-minute program designed to help you learn everyday American English. In addition to the stories about African advertising agencies and African hippos and rivers, you will also hear Jonathan Evans' weekly technology report today. This week, he tells us about a device invented by American scientists that reduces stress from walking without using a motor. It is a small, wearable addition to shoes that makes walking easier.
You really don't notice it until then you take it off. And when you take it off, you realize that it was there and giving you a boost.
And later, we bring you our regular weekday series, The Making of a Nation. Today, we will look at the first 100 days of the administration of President Franklin Roosevelt. He worked hard to pull America out of the depths of the Great Depression in the 1930s.
Washington was filled with activity. The air was full of energy, like a country sky during an electrical storm.
Every day here at VOA Learning English, we bring you news from and about America and the world. And we tell you the often surprising and always interesting history of the United States. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the Voice of America. Western advertising and public relations agencies are increasingly joining with African advertising companies. They are working together to attract international businesses that want to advertise products or services in Africa. The continent has been considered the last frontier or undeveloped territory for consumer markets. As we hear from Ann Ball, advertising agencies are now helping international companies become well-known in Africa.
Carrie Ann Stanton is managing director of Engage Joe Public, a public relations agency. She says global communication companies have bought or partnered with many African agencies over the last 2 years. The growing number of mobile devices has helped the growth of locally owned digital agencies in sub-Saharan Africa, countries south of the equator. Carrie Ann Stanton says these agencies are creating their own niche or specialized market and winning plenty of praise.
We're an emerging market, so we know that a lot of people are trying to get into Africa. And a lot of people have failed terribly. So it's very much like there's this shift The first world is watching Africa for innovation.
Africa claims to be the mobile continent because so many people use wireless technology there. There are predictions that the ability to connect to high-speed internet will increase 20 times over the next 5 years. Studies have found there will be an estimated 930 million mobile users in Africa by the end of 2019. The American Public Relations Agency, GRAE, opened an office in Johannesburg, South Africa. From there, the company will work with clients in Nigeria, Mozambique, Kenya, Ghana, Tanzania, and Botswana. These are fast-growing markets, says Paul Jackson, Managing Director at GRAE, South Africa.
We've seen a lot of multinationals not getting the returns in first world economies and looking to the third world markets and emerging markets for additional returns. Obviously, it's a lot riskier. Obviously, these are markets that they don't understand, but they know that Africa is a place that they've got to be.
Many overseas companies have little experience dealing with Africa. They do not know much about the culture or the way things are done on the continent. Also, there is a lack of information to help with the marketing. So, having employees who are experts in the area and culture is helpful for companies.
So it's really important that any client and or agency understands the various markets that they're targeting, those various nuances, the different cultures, the key insights that's going to make their product move in a very tough landscape. You've got to have on-the-ground representation. You can't fly it by remote control.
Fraser Lamb is Chief Executive Officer and Africa Chairman of McCann World Group. He says poorly informed advertising campaigns can be costly. He says a MasterCard campaign designed for Africa but developed in Dubai did not work.
The work we found was a disconnect from the reality. For instance, in our Truth About Africa, we put a slide there that talks about the number of countries who actually have Safari versus the perceived number of countries. So the artwork that came from abroad was largely about Safari. And we said, well, you know, if this is for Kenya, it works, whereas in Nigeria, it's scarce. So it's a campaign that had to be adapted.
Mr. Lamb says better research showed that Nigeria's MasterCard holders knew more about Harrods, London's store for high-priced goods, than elephants and lions. I'm Ann Ball.
The hippopotamus is an animal very important to the health of Africa's rivers and lakes. Their dung, or solid waste, helps Africa's aquatic ecosystem. But Marcia James tells us researchers are warning